In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I like to wish you all a very blessed and happy Hosanna Sunday. The name of this day, actually, we call it Hosanna Sunday. Hosanna means save us. So it is the Sunday of salvation. Because our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem this time different than any other time. He entered as a king to destroy the kingdom of Satan and also to deliver all those who were captive in the kingdom of Satan and transfer them into his kingdom. So he entered to reign and to be enthroned as our king. But his throne was not an earthly throne. His throne was the cross, and he reigned over the wood of the cross. That's why on Good Friday, in the 12th hour, when we see our Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross, we chant the hymn, Big Thronus, your throne, O Lord, forever and ever. So the Lord Jesus Christ entered today as a king to save his people, to establish his kingdom here on earth, the kingdom of God, which is the church. And when we joined the church, we became members in the kingdom of Christ. And also to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to deliver those who were taken captives from the kingdom of Satan and transfer them into his kingdom. The people received him as a king, but they received him as an earthly king to establish not the kingdom of God here on earth, but to establish the kingdom of David. That's why they called Hosanna, save us. Not from the reign of the devil, but from the Roman Empire. Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They knew he is a king, but they perceived him as earthly king to establish the kingdom of David and to deliver them and save them from the Roman Empire. Our Lord Jesus Christ was anointed as a king on the day of his baptism. As you know, every king must be anointed. God sent Samuel to anoint Saul to be the first king of Israel. And when God rejected Saul, he sent Samuel to anoint King David. And he became the second king of Israel after King Saul. So the Lord Jesus Christ also was anointed. When he was anointed on the day of baptism, on the day of baptism, when the Holy Spirit descended upon him, and the Lord Jesus Christ, when he read from Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord anointed me, he said, this day is fulfilled. This saying from Isaiah is fulfilled today. So he was anointed as a king and as high priest and also as prophet. Prophet to deliver message from God the Father to us. His kingdom and his kingship is different than any earthly king. And I like to speak about seven characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ as our king. The first one, we read it in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16. And he has on his robe, Jesus Christ has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, there are many kings, earthly kings, but the Lord Jesus Christ is the King of all kings. And he is the Lord of all lords. To him, every king will submit. To him, every king will follow and will actually, at the end of the ages, every kingdom, every king, all the lords of the earth will submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he established his kingdom here on earth, but his kingdom is eternal and from the eternity to eternity. As we read in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me, the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." So this king is eternal king and everlasting king. Any king here on earth, he has a beginning and an end. But our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal king to everlasting, as Micah spoke about the Lord Jesus Christ. The third characteristic, so he's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He is eternal, everlasting king. The third one, he is a living king and a life-giving king. Any king is mortal and they die. But the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal, is a living king. As we read in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 17, the Lord said to John, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen." Yes, he died on the cross to save us, but he lives forever. He is a living king. And not only a living king, but also he gives life to those who believe in him. Those who believe in him, he gives them life. Also, he has authority. He is king with authority. As we read in Matthew 27 and verse 14, when Pontius Pilate told him, "I have authority to release you," he told him, "You don't have authority over me unless you were given from God." And before his ascension, he told them in Matthew 28:18, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." So all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The Lord Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is eternal and everlasting king. He is a living king and also a life-giving king. He is a king with authority. Number five, he is a humble king. Usually, kings of the earth, they are full of themselves, full of pride. When the Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem, he entered not on a horse, but he entered on a donkey as a symbol of humbleness. He entered Jerusalem not to start a war and to defeat by the sword, but he came to wash the feet of his disciples and to carry our sins on the cross and to die on the cross. So he is a humble king. And in all our hymns today, we reflect on the humbleness of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he reigned over us because of his humbleness. And he told us, "Learn from me, from I am humble and of lowly heart." Also, he entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, not on a horse, although kings ride on horses, because horse is a symbol of war, battle. But The donkey is a peaceful animal. No one will go to a war riding on a donkey. But he entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey to tell us that he is the king of peace. He came to establish peace here on earth and to reconcile us with God, to reconcile the man with his brother, and to reconcile the person with himself. He is the king of peace. And as he said to his disciples, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world that gives, so I do." He came to establish peace here on earth. And we can see how the reconciliation was done not through war, but the reconciliation was done through himself, died on the cross. And not only that, but when he ascended into heaven, he sent us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts. And being filled with the Holy Spirit, we will bear the fruit of the Spirit. And one of the fruit of the Spirit is peace, as we read in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit are love, joy, and peace. And when the person let the Lord Jesus Christ reign over his heart, then he will be full of peace in spite of all the troubles around him. So he is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is eternal, everlasting King. He is a living King. He is King with authority. He is a humble King. He is King of peace. And finally, he is a powerful and a mighty King. He came and he destroyed Satan. After Satan was reigning over the humanity for more than 5,000 years, he came to destroy his kingdom and to deliver all the people whom Satan took captive and put them in Hades. He descended into Hades and he released all the souls of the righteous and transferred them into his kingdom. He is a powerful and a mighty king. When they arrested him, when the soldiers asked about Jesus of Nazareth, and he told them, "I am he," these words were so powerful to the extent that the soldiers moved backward and fell. Because in his words, he was so powerful. And he told them, "If God did not give you authority over me to arrest me, you cannot arrest me." He delivered himself by his own will and by his own authority alone to death in order to save us. That's why to live in his kingdom, knowing that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, he's eternal and everlasting King, he's a living King, he has authority, he is humble, he is King of peace, he is mighty and powerful King, this gives us feeling of security and peace that our Lord Jesus Christ is our King. When did we join the kingdom of Christ? On the day of our baptism, we join the kingdom of Christ. The rite of renouncing Satan, when we look at the West before baptism and we renounce Satan, and then when we look at the East and we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, here we are transferred from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of Christ, and we become members in the kingdom of Christ. That's why St. Paul, in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, he said about God the Father, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." And I want to bring to your attention here that when he spoke about we being transferred into the kingdom, He spoke in the past tense. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So already the kingdom of Christ started, because some denomination, they are waiting for Christ to come and to establish the kingdom of the Son here on earth, and they call it the millennium. But the millennium started on the day of the cross, and it will continue until the second coming of Christ, when Christ delivers the kingdom to God the Father. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 24, then comes the end when He, the Son, delivers the kingdom to God the Father. So the Son will deliver the kingdom to God the Father. When the Father puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. So now we are living in the kingdom of Christ. In our hymns and in our liturgical prayers, we say, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all. And King of us all. So He is our King. We accepted to live in His kingdom when we were baptized. To live in His kingdom means to abide by His constitution, to abide by His commandments. And His commandments are given to us for our protection, for our salvation. Not to limit our freedom, but rather to give us the true freedom. Not to restrict our choices, but to make us make the right choices in our life. As long as we are abiding by His commandments, even out of weakness, when we fall, we can repent again. But those who reject His kingdom, those who decided not to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, not to carry their cross, not to be His disciples, not to be from His flock, unfortunately, they go back to the kingdom of Satan. So today, while we are celebrating this great day, Hosanna Sunday, the Sunday of salvation, in which we celebrate the entrance of our Lord Jesus Christ to Jerusalem, to reign over Jerusalem. And Jerusalem symbolizes the human soul and symbolizes also the church. So the Lord entered your heart to reign over you. Are we going to submit to His kingdom? Are we going to obey and to follow His commandment and to be true disciples and true children? Or are we going to rebel against His commandment and against His kingdom? It is for our privilege, actually, to have the Lord Jesus Christ to be our King and our Lord. As the psalmist says, blessed is the nation whom the Lord is their King. Blessed is the nation whom the Lord is their King. So we are blessed because God is our King and He came to release us and to save us. We praise Him and we glorify Him and we pray with the children saying, Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to God forever and ever. Amen.